Let's just thank God very briefly for this incredible gift that we have received and that we are going to continue to give. Would you all pray after me? Dear God, thank you. You have given us a wonderful gift. Help us to share it with others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all.
As we hopefully have prayed with our children, let us now unite all of our lives in prayer for this day. Let us pray. God, that wonderful time of year is here. We have made our preparations. We have had our programs. Now we come together in a spirit of expectancy and joy. Christ is among us. Help us to accept that touch of your love, which brings quietness and peace. May we truly hear what the Spirit would say to us, not only this day, but in this year to come. May we truly be receptive to the one who comes to be born anew in our lives this day. God, we ask this through the one we worship together, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who later, when he would grow and be asked by his disciples, how should we pray, gave them this prayer that we say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we do have great reasons to celebrate this day. But as we're reminded in our story for all ages, the gifts we receive in Christ, the new life we have, well, it has tangible expression that we enjoy every day and that we also have the joy to give away. For it is in giving that we are received the blessing of the one who gave his life that we might live. So let us now commit to God's work in this world, the resources God has entrusted to us, all so that God may be glorified in our living and in this world. Our time.
Praise God from the blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above in heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Join me in our prayer of dedication.
God of goodness and kindness, whose mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, all that we have are gifts of your grace. As the heavenly hosts sang of your glory, accept what we bring this day as our offerings of praise. With the shepherds, we have given witness to the birth of our Savior. Our response now is in gratitude for the hope of new life we receive in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
Our final reading today is from the prologue of the book of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as the witness to testify to the light, so all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming to the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came into what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Amen.
Friends, we are all children of God. We have heard the good news of God's love, God's salvation through story and song, through candles, and through the cross. May we always, always delight in the presence and the present of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now, may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship, communion, and power of the Holy Spirit be with each of us now and always. And let the people say,
Amen.